And there have been pioneering African-American second-wave feminists, including the television host and activist Flo Kennedy. But race hasn't always been an easy issue to resolve in the women's movement. So are sisters backing this new push for the ERA, and how would ratifying it affect Black women in particular? We hear from Lisa Lynn Jacobs, Vice President for Government Relations at Legal Momentum. The group seeks to advance the rights of women and girls through law and public policy. Lisa Lynn joins us by phone from Washington, D.C. Good to have you on.
Thanks, Farai.
So how has the women's movement changed over the years? And reflecting on that last question, is there still a feeling that this is women overstepping their bounds?
You know, in Washington, I always say it depends on whom you ask. It's always a complicated question. I think the issue has certainly evolved over the years. You talked about second wave feminists. I think that some people think that there is a third wave of feminists. You know, we certainly talk about intersectionality more and people experiencing oppression perhaps on more than one basis, not only, you know, in my case because I'm a woman, but because I'm a woman of color. I think that there is still a vitality to the ERA. I think there's a different question, though, about whether or not the youngest generation of feminists finds this to be as much of a priority, perhaps, as the first generation.
So what about the issue of race? You mentioned intersectionality, which is a term that's used to really talk about what happens when race and gender collide, or when two different identities collide and discrimination can be a factor in both cases, or it's unclear sometimes. How are Black women lining up on this issue?
You know, I think, again, it's a question of priorities, and it's a question of how effectively people are explaining the issue. I think that as women of color, we know, and you just pointed that out, in the workplace, when you feel like you're a victim of discrimination as a woman of color, you're not always sure whether or not that's race or that's gender. The one thing that I can say, particularly positively about the ERA, is that passing the ERA will give women of color particularly a second bite at the apple in proving that issue in court, particularly understanding now that federal courts are increasingly hostile to the rights of women of color. And, excuse me, more generally, people of color. We have a case before the Supreme Court in this term that has to do with keeping schools racially balanced or making sure that there's an appropriate racial mix in public schools. And I was at that Supreme Court argument in December, and the questioning was incredibly hostile. So I think that for women of color on this shifting terrain, it's very important that we have as many abilities as we can, or as many options as we can, for accessing the courts to vindicate our rights.
Now, Adela Moore of 4ERA.org made the point that this is about gender, not about women, and that men would benefit too. Do you think that's accurate?
I do think that's accurate. It's very interesting. I was reading a law review article last night to sort of, you know, do my homework before this conversation with you. And one of the points that the author makes is that there are a number of states that already have state-level ERAs. And one of the arguments that's made is that men have actually benefited more from those state ERAs than women have. So it is, if you read the text of the ERA, which says, in the relevant part is equality of rights under law shall not be denied or abridged, blah, 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 on account of sex. It doesn't say, you know, because someone is a woman or because someone is a man. So it is gender neutral in that way, and both sexes could benefit.
When it comes to the actual issues in the workplace, though, even though we have talked about intersectionality, don't most African-American women end up feeling that race is more of an impediment in some ways than gender?
I think that's historically been the case, and that is, interestingly enough, and it's something Idella pointed out, it is the way that the courts have reviewed it. There are two different standards for assessing discrimination. One standard, and it's a higher standard, that is to say a government that is using a race-based program has to prove at a higher level that it should be able to do that than a government that is pursuing some kind of programming on the basis of gender. To be a little clearer about what I meant, we filed a complaint before the Department of Health and Human Services last week because they were operating a fatherhood program that did not admit women. Had we dragged that into federal court, the government would not have had to prove at as high a standard that it should be able to do that as would have been the case if they had been admitting whites into a program versus blacks. So the higher standard goes to race discrimination, and in that way, women have been disadvantaged.
Very briefly, what do you think this would change if it is ratified?
Any number of things. Pregnancy discrimination cases and other cases where you see that women particularly are victimized would be easier to get through courts and to prevail in. Equal pay cases, again, I think there would be much less arguing or attempting to figure out, is this, you know, secretarial position the equivalent of this janitorial position? And again, for women of color, I think when you have federal courts that are clearly hostile to the rights of people of color, and we are seeing that, it's an increasingly conservative judiciary, I think women of color need every tool that they can have at hand to vindicate their rights.
Well, thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
Lisa Lynn Jacobs is Vice President for Government Relations at Legal Momentum. And just ahead, big lenders are feeling the pinch from home foreclosures. So are black families. And a b-ball fan has a confession to make. He just can't take women's basketball seriously.